The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello, world, and welcome once again to the podcast that's here to just disintegrate the stigma around mental health in the Black community. It's Black Mental Matters. I'm Vince the Voice, and on this program, you know, we're going to be talking about it. When you're in a relationship or married, you know, if somebody in the relationship is depressed, then that whole relationship is depressed, you know? The emotional, sexual intimacy starts eroding, and now you got a relationship that's all down, resentful, anger, isolated. For example, you could be overwhelmed by extra chores that your partner is just too lethargic to finish, or resentful because your spouse won't snap out of it, or start feeling somehow that you're to blame for the illness itself. And then you start feeling alone, yet unwilling to tell anybody that it's depression in your house, and you're wondering where the sparkle, joy, humor, fun just left your relationship. Well, Makiba and I today, Makiba Reed Johnson, you know, my expert in-house right here with me, we're going to be talking about depression in relationships, whether it's afflicting you or your significant other. Oh, you want to hear this? This is Black Mental Matters. Black Mental Matters with Vince the Voice and Makiba Reed Johnson. How you doing, Makiba?
I'm doing pretty good, Vince. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing good. Once again, we are back in black, and I'm telling you,
yes.
I mean, this podcast, Black Mental Matters, touching on so many different aspects of, you know, our lives and how we deal with things. What last week it was PTSD, and the shootings that took place. You know, mental health in the workplace, and these again. Things that are affecting our lives and us in the Black community, our mission is to get rid of that stigma so we can deal with these things, right?
Right. And it's really great that we're touching on so many topics, Vince, because I'm noticing more and more people are starting to talk about this and are starting to be transparent that, you know, they're dealing with this in their own lives. So
yes.
For us to be continuing to create a space for people to be comfortable disclosing this is really important.
Yes. And again, you know, everything is based upon your mental state at that time. I don't care if you know, dealing with a client, dealing with your kids, dealing with your job.
That's right.
What state
yes.
of mind are you in? And so
that's right.
On this program today, Makiba, we want to help out our folks out here. You know, if your husband, boyfriend, wife, girlfriend suffers with depression, and depression, a big number of folks out there with depression, that can make you as the partner feel helpless. But there are some things that you can do to support a depressed partner. Or if you are that one that are depressed, what maybe
yes.
you need from your partner. That's what we want to talk about today. How do we put it? How do we summarize it again? What are we trying to do today? We're trying to help some folks for sure. But
we definitely are. So basically, we're just talking about how to navigate a relationship with your partner who has depression.
Okay.
And just because we've been talking about how prevalent this is and how many people are dealing with depression and that, you know, the numbers are so staggering. I believe 17.3 million adults in the U.S. have had at least one major depressive episode. And when you think about all of the people who have depression, who have clinical depression, how that number has to be impacted by some of those people, or most of those people are going to eventually be in a relationship.
Mm.
So somebody is going to have to deal with this. Somebody's going to be on the receiving end of a partner who has depression, or you might even have a double whammy, two people in a relationship who have depression. Now, that's really tough.
Now, it is important to make the distinction about being depressed about something and then being clinically depressed, right? Or having clinical
right.
depression.
Absolutely, Vince. So what we're talking about today on this podcast is the diagnosis of clinical depression, not situational depression. So situational depression is the loss of a loved one or some type of
job, maybe lost your job, now I'm down about that, or the dog died, or something like that.
Right, exactly, or you've moved and you don't have, you know, that support circle. So we're not talking about a situation where you are depressed. We are talking about depression from the diagnostic systems manual. The definition is a period of at least 2 weeks when a person experienced a depressed mood or loss of interest or pleasure in daily activities and had a major or specific symptoms such as problems with sleep, eating, energy, concentration, or self-worth. So this has to go on for more than 2 weeks.
See, I'm glad you made that distinction, just like we were talking about PTSD. But here, that's 30 days. Here we're talking about the real depression. I mean, because folks can fool themselves into saying and thinking, hey, I'm depressed because it went on for a day or two. But no, it takes a consistent 2 weeks of being down to be clinically depressed.
Yes, absolutely. At least 2 weeks. And just like what you just touched on, you know, the big T as opposed to the little T in the PTSD. I mean, you could look at this as the big D and the little D. You know, the big picture of the clinical diagnosis of depression, it's very serious because it's long lasting. This is not something that is just from a situation and the situation changes and that person is now okay. This is something that is usually with most people that have been diagnosed, this is lifelong.
Well, depression, no doubt, it's an isolating illness that can negatively impact your relationship, leave your loved ones feeling helpless and afraid. I mean, if your partner is battling depression, I mean, you just feel helpless and hopeless for them and yourself. You don't know what to do. So where do we begin?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, from the partner's perspective, we first have got to learn how to support their suffering. And before even that step, if you are in the process of dating and you're getting to know a person and that person, you know, tells you that they're dealing with depression and you have an understanding, okay, this is not a depressive episode. This person actually has been diagnosed, or they have an understanding that this is something that is long-term with them. You need to know what you're getting into before you enter in that relationship. You need to know what you're signing up for, because it's a lot of work to be in a relationship with a person who has depression, because a lot of partners can't separate the depression from the relationship, and a lot of times they'll blame themselves for that person's lack of interest, or, you know, not wanting to go out, not wanting to socialize, not wanting to even clean. Like these are things that the partner ends up blaming themselves or blaming the relationship, or thinking that this is coming from the impact of being in a relationship together, and they can't separate that from the illness.
Wow. So I mean, on that note, even though someone may be suffering from depression, they could still be lovable. I mean, it doesn't mean that they get this. Yeah. That tells me, you know, so that's there's some hope right there. I mean, right in that fact right there.
Right. Yeah. And the partner needs to also understand that the person who you are in love with, or that you're in this relationship with, who is suffering from depression, that does not wholly define them. And you need to be reminding that person on a regular basis the things that you love about them and the things that, you know, are important to you about them, and to be, you know, sort of that positive light in that person's experience of bringing back to them why they matter and the things that they are doing to, you know, add to the things in the relationship and in the world.
And while you may not have all the answers, and that's okay, but you can sit and listen. I'm sure that helps. And hold their hand, offer some hugs. Your word? Be present. That's what you all be present. Use the words like, tell me what I can do to help. And you are important to me. You is kind. You is important. How'd it go? I love that.
I know where you're going.
I am here for you. We will get through this together. Those are some things you can say to your baby to make them.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right. Yes. And to also encourage them to go to counseling. That is probably the number one thing. Encourage them to go to counseling. I encourage them to go to couples counseling, because this is impacting you. Sometimes it can be depressing to be in a relationship with a depressed person. So you need to understand that this relationship may also be impacting your emotional wellness as well, but to not make your partner feel like they are the blame or the cause of anything that you are experiencing just because they're suffering.
Encourage them. Encourage them. Share the symptoms perhaps that you've noticed. You know, you is kind of smelly these days. I mean, I still love you, baby, but you ain't showering like you used to.
Right.
Express your concern to them. You know, I'm just concerned about you. Or even discuss some of the things that maybe you've learned about depression. You know what? I was reading the other day, and this is, does it sound kind of like you, you know, where you don't want to do this, that, the other, that kind of thing? Or you do this,
right,
that, and the other, that kind of thing. That can be very helpful, huh?
Oh, definitely. No, that's very important to educate yourself on exactly what depression is so you can fully understand what your partner is going through. Because if you don't, then your partner really feels alone.
Wow. Well, listen, we don't want to be alone. We're going to take a short time out and come right back, because you is kind. You is pretty. What's the words? Come on, tell me. I forgot what the lady said.
I don't remember.
I'm trying to be the help up in here. We'll be right back. This is Black Mental Matters. Stay there.
The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
You is smart. You is kind. You is important. Those are the words to use when you are dealing with someone who may be depressed. Your partner, hey, Makiba, hi. You know what? You is smart.
You know what, Vince? What? You just said something really important on the head that I don't even think you realize, is that when you are lifting your partner up, you need to lift up attributes that aren't their accomplishment. So it needs to be more than, oh, you got that great job and you got that degree. No, you need to build up, just like what you said, you know, their intelligence. Oh, you're so smart. You're so kind and empathetic. You're so important to me. Those aren't external achievements. Those are internal gifts that you need to let that person know that you appreciate. So you are on point.
Oh, man.
Vince.
I mean, you blowing my mind right there, because, you know, hey, you know, I call my pity parties, and you know, there are times when I haven't gone 2 weeks, but it'll be a couple days because something, you know, when you're running and you're grinding. But you know what always changes it? When my wife do say something like, you is smart, you is kind. When she starts talking to me like that, as opposed to, look, now, you just need to go down there and tell them people to give you your money, or whatever it is that's got me tripping. You is, man, McKee.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Yes, go Tracy. That's right. Yeah, it's important to make sure that your partner understands that you love them at a deeper level instead of their accomplishments, instead of their finances, their job title, their status. That's extremely important.
And what you said also is, I mean, if it is your partner, you love this person, or you know, whatever, you need to do some of your due diligence to figure out some ways or understand at least what this thing called depression, being depressed, is. It's not that simple. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And what will help you with that is, if you are successful in getting your partner into therapy, is to attend at least one therapy session, of course, with their permission, with them, so that you can ask their therapist, what do you need to do as the supporting partner to help them along their journey in this, and to also understand that you can't fix them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a process, it's a journey, it's treatment, it's work, and it's not your job to fix your partner, it's your job to support them.
Now, that's an interesting point, because, you know, there are some people who, that's their whole goal. I'm gonna fix this man, or
I'm gonna fix this.
There was a song by Project Pac, don't save her, she don't wanna be saved, don't save her. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can straighten him out. He used to be a thug, but I'm gonna make him a good man now, or whatever. You know, people
right.
take that as a myth. mission, and that's part of their attraction. Yes. Sometimes, oh, I'm gonna save her.
Yes.
But right. Now you can't. Akiba.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, people that, especially we hear this conversation in the Black community about, I've met this person and they're great except for this, and I'm going to work on this with him, and we're going to grow together, we're going to go to church, we're going to do this. You need to understand that when you enter into a relationship with a person, that you are getting what you are getting. Mm. And you need to be okay with that, where that person is, and to love that person where they are, and not to think that this is going to be some process of, well, this is where they are now, but this is really not where I want them to be, because this is not what I'm signing up for. I'm signing up for this end project of how I want this person to look at the end. No, you need to understand that when you're in love with a person, or you're dating a person who has depression, that this is something that can manifest itself into, you know, quick turnovers of jobs and, you know, just lack of communication, all kinds of things that you're not going to like, that are going to be expressed in the relationship. And you need to understand, this is not something that you can fix. This is something that you have to go along this journey with this person to help them be the best that they can be. And you also need to realize that you probably got some stuff you need to be dealing with too.
Yes.
It's probably not just your partner.
Yes.
So you need to be open-minded enough to say, okay, you know, where am I maybe deficient in my relationship with this person, you know, where I may be triggering some of the stuff that they're experiencing.
And we're going to flip the switch on that. But, you know, you're talking about that. It's when you're dating someone, or even when you first get married, you don't know everything yet.
No,
and sometimes depression don't show up. I mean, they may have been experiencing it for a long time, but they may be on a good run right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's so important. Yes, Vince, because a lot of people have learned how to mask depression. Mm. And I mean, and I can speak, you know, from personal experience, you know, I learned how to mask my depression because there was no language for it. So you are kind of taught to present the total opposite of how you're feeling, to not, you know, pay attention to when you're sad or when you're dealing with an episode. And then when everything kind of piles up, you have a breakdown.
Mm.
So you're absolutely right. You usually don't find out that the person is dealing with this type of mental health issue until you're further along in the relationship, if they've been successful at masking it.
Yeah, and I know I have been as well. And so thank you, baby, for sticking with me through my craziness. And my, you're not my craziness.
Shout
but
out,
you know,
Tracy.
Shout out. Well, we just
and
renamed
Norman
this
too,
show.
Too. Shout out to Norman.
Yeah. And there we go, folks, because somebody up in that house, you know, it could, like you say, sometimes it could be both of you all, but there are ways that you can deal with this and come out, victorious on the other side.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, I mean, some of the people that we, I'm just going to use the word worship, but not really worship, but idolize, that's a better word,
mm-hmm.
out here on this earth, you don't know what they've really been through. And then you hear later on, I mean, how many athletes now and movie stars and politicians and successful business people and all this that are coming out now saying, what do you think was going on up in their house? You think it was all hunky-dory?
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and you're right. Now we're seeing celebrities and people with higher, you know, quote unquote social statuses are now talking about their mental health, rappers talking about their mental health challenges, and that's really helping a lot of people realize that they're not in this by themselves.
Mm. Some of the things that we have discussed in previous programs can also, I think, if you're trying to help your partner, you talked mm-hmm. about things like focusing on healthy eating, exercising together,
mm-hmm.
keeping the stress low. I mean, those things are very important. Important too, right?
Yes, Vince, and you just said something. Vince, you are on fire today. You just said something else important. Together. Making sure that when you are encouraging your partner, it's not pointing the finger, hey, you need to get up and exercise. You need to maybe clean up the house a little bit. You'll feel better. You need to do X, Y, and Z. If you make it an effort where you're doing it with the person, then that person is more likely to respond because they feel like you are supporting them. So that's a really, really good point. And also when we're talking about getting exercise, people need to get away from the thought of joining a gym,
right.
Going to a gym. You can go in your yard.
Yes.
I know you are the yard man, right?
Yes.
Yard of the month, or yard of the county. You won the Grayson Yard Immaculate Award. And it's huge.
It's therapy. It's therapeutic.
It's huge, right? And then you got the ribs going on. It's like, man.
Carol is listening. She's
can
snitching.
I have one rib?
You snitching.
That's an inside joke.
But cooking also is therapeutic to me. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it's like this. It's just something about frying chicken, baby. Just something about frying
yes.
that chicken. Same
no,
movie.
But you're right.
Yes. Yeah. It makes you feel
good. Things that you can do together is, one of the things you can do together is cooking. And that's an activity that kind of gets your loved one moving and talking and out. You can go to the grocery store together, plan that meal together, sit and cook it together, sit and eat it together, clean up the kitchen together, and then go get some exercise together. So, no, that's a really good one.
And you, again, if you go back into some of our previous episodes, we focused one entire show about foods, and you gave some great tips on what types of foods, you know, are better for the brain, and we don't have mm-hmm. to get into that now, but but look it up. We're going to take a pause for the cause for just a moment, Makiba. You know, for some of you that are listening, we're talking about your partner, but it may be you.
Ooh.
You may be the one. So what do you do to make sure you don't lose your loved one while you're dealing with your depression? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. It's Black Mental Matters.
The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
It's Black Mental Matters with Vince the Voice and Makiba Reed Johnson. And today on this podcast, we are talking about depression up in your relationship, up in your house, up in your marriage, one or both. And
mm-hmm.
Makiba, this has been a good one. And so we've talked about your partner being depressed, but suppose it's you're the one
right.
in the relationship
right.
that's suffering from depression, and you don't want to lose your, even though you're dealing with, you don't want to lose the person. So what are some things that I can do, that we can do to keep our relationships rolling?
Right. Well, this is a really good point and a good question. And this is something that not too many people talk about, Vince, is when you are the person that's in the relationship who has the depression, you have to be self-aware enough to realize it is not up to your partner to heal you, and it's not your partner's responsibility to make you whole and happy. That has got to come from your work. And that's a hard pill to swallow, because, you know, me as a married person, I've been married almost 36 years. And, you know, when I first got married, I'm like, okay, I married my high school sweetheart. He was like my prince, and, you know, and he came and he rescued me. And, oh, we just have this great relationship. And my understanding was, okay, he's here to make me happy. And when I realized, no, he's really not, that's my job. That has to be something that I've got to do within myself, because if you're not happy within yourself, you're not going to have a healthy relationship. That was a turning point for me to realize this is not his responsibility. It's not anybody else's responsibility except your own.
So you got to, that's strong there, McKee, because you do, and then you can look at them when you're maybe going through your episodes and throw some blame upon them. That's why I'm feeling that way, because of you.
That's very easy to do when you are the person who has the depression, is to blame the depression on your partner. And that just comes from, you know, just not being self-aware. And that's why going to therapy is so important, so that you're not making your relationship crumble under the weight of what you're dealing with. And so you have the proper communication skills to be able to articulate when you are in a depressed episode, or when you are kind of spiraling out, where you are not making your situation worse, where you're just scorching the earth and you're just, you know, blazing everything in your path. because you're having a hard time coping.
Oh, that is, that's, I just pictured that whole scenario right there, Makiba. Yeah, so all of us, all of you, all of our depressed folks out there who may be suffering from that, it is really incumbent upon you to make that move to get some therapy. And mm-hmm. that's a way, now that therapist is really going to be your friend and your advocate. That will explain to your partner why you are going through the things that you're going through, and we'll be able to speak, or as you say, because when it come out of your mouth, you scorched the earth. You done talked about her mama, her daddy. You done talked about what she did back or he did back when y'all was, and all that. But see, that therapist is that referee that's going to make things better, correct?
Absolutely. No, you are absolutely right. That therapist is going to give you the skill set and the tools to be able to grow and to develop and to not destroy your relationship. That's very important. And you also need to understand, Vince, just along the same note, that knowing that your mental health is your responsibility, you have to ask yourself, if you choose to be in a relationship, you've got to have some protocols that you know that you are doing. Are you eating healthy? Are you making an attempt to eat healthy? Are you trying to get in physical activity? Are you going to therapy? Are you getting enough sleep? You know, you need to ask your things. You can't just be in a relationship and just be like, okay, I'm depressed and my partner needs to deal with this. No, it is your responsibility even more so if you're in a relationship than if you're single. You have a responsibility to that relationship to make sure that you're getting help and that you're helping yourself.
And there are some small things that you can do, because depression, you don't want to get out of bed at all. Make it a point to get out. Focus on getting up in the morning. Focus on taking a shower.
So important.
Focus on look, I don't care what happens when that alarm clock go off at 7. I'm on this morning until tomorrow morning. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna take a shower, and I'm gonna eat some cereal. I'm gonna eat a healthy breakfast, something. I'm gonna
there
do this.
Go.
Small things like that can help move you towards a better mental state, right? Right.
Absolutely. I mean, Vince, you did it again. Those mornings are so important. Mm. Your morning sets the tone for how the rest of your day is going to go. And for anybody who deals with depression, and you know, getting up in the morning is the hardest part of dealing with depression. Yeah. And once you're up and you're moving and you're going through your day, it gets better and better and you feel lighter and lighter. But when you first wake up, it's almost like you're in a grip, like you're in this dark, heavy grip, and you've got to rip yourself out of that grip and get your day started. Just like what you said, get up in the morning. Even if you don't have anything planned, don't just make it a habit of just sleeping in. You've got to make sure that you are getting up, you get showered, and be present and be mindful when you're in the shower. Don't take a shower so the shower can be over. No, actually be present in the shower and feel the water on your skin and listen to the sound of the water in your bathroom. Actually be present when you're taking a shower and take it one step at a time in the morning so that your day can feel a little bit better as it goes on. You're absolutely on point with that. Mornings are critical.
Wow. And guess what? Your partner going to see you doing that. And they're going to say, he doing better. She doing better. I may have to break him off a little something. He is smart. He is kind. He is important. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, give it a warning. I know that was funny, but we got to give him a warning now, because I got to hit this. And that is, hold on. We're keeping up. We're going to get real serious right now. And it's about knowing the warning signs of suicide, because we're hearing more and more about this. Okay. And, you know, it's happening in my, you know, life, my circle, family. So I want you to listen up. I got a little laundry list, and then Makiba, I want you to step in. So if your partner starts talking about suicide, or starts, you know, all of a sudden buying a gun, never wanted a gun, getting a gun, stockpiling pills, swings, mood swings are just going crazy, very high one day, deeply discouraged the next, a social withdrawal, a preoccupied thoughts of death, noticeable changes in normal daily routines, feeling overwhelmed with hopelessness. I know I'm running through them. You know, the drinking and drugging just going out the roof now, giving away their belongings. longings, saying right. goodbye to people. You hear them talking on the phone and they saying goodbye like they ain't gonna never see this person again. They start yeah. getting their affairs in order. You know, all of a sudden you say, oh, baby, I'm getting my weird. Well, wait a minute. We need, that's something we should be talking together about. You don't just start or developing.
Right.
These are not, they're not ironclad, but these are some signs that
absolutely.
We need to be aware of, right? Right.
Right. No, no, you're absolutely right. And another one nowadays, Vince, is when people shut down all of their social media feeds. Like if you
just gone.
Right. Yeah. So if you're in a relationship with a person and then all of a sudden they're not on Instagram anymore, you notice their account has been deleted, you need to have a conversation with them. And you also need to know, you know, that list that you just read off, Vince, if you see your partner experiencing anything, any of those symptoms, you need to make sure that they get help immediately.
Yes.
It is the equivalent of walking into the room and seeing your partner having a heart attack or choking. You can't just sit and try to talk them through it. If you think that your partner may be getting ready to not be here anymore, you have to take immediate steps. And I always tell people, you have to drop everything that you're doing. If you are on your way to work, you can't say, okay, well, I got to go to work and I'm going to come back. And, you know, when I get back, you know, we're going to talk about this. You need to drop everything that you are doing. You need to get that person help, not tell them to get help. You need to get your partner help. And unfortunately, sometimes it has to be done against your partner's will. Sometimes you have to make that hard decision to get your partner help to make sure that they're going to be here tomorrow, even if they don't want to.
Thank you so much, Makiba. You know,
sure.
folks caring for a partner with depression, it can be emotionally taxing, physically taxing for you as the caregiver. So I know you're going to put amen to this. It's important that you, if you're the caregiver, you practice self-care and increase your own support network during this time. You're not alone. You got us. And
right.
at a minimum, you can send us an email, info@blackmentalmatters.com. You get us on Twitter and on Instagram. We got a Facebook page. You can reach out to us. We have resources on our website at blackmentalmatters.com, a number of agencies and folks that are here and willing to help. So we want those relationships to be healthy. Final words, Makiba. We running out of time. Final words for them.
Oh, yeah, sure. So just to know, you know, if you are the one that is experiencing depression, don't lose your identity in the illness. You know that there are other things about you that are important, and you have an identity and a sense of self of who you are outside of your illness. So you don't want to only be your depression. You don't want that diagnosis or that definition to completely define you.
And that's what it is. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We love you. This is Black Mental Matters. Yeah. Bye-bye.